This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. It's a Minimalist Monday edition of Optimal Living Daily, episode 2979, 7 Things I've Learned by Wearing the Same Things Over and Over Again by Courtney Carver of BeMoreWithLess.com, and I'm Justin Mollick. Happy Monday. This is where I read to you from some of the best blogs I can find and get permission from, covering personal development, minimalism, happiness, and productivity on this show. We cover a bunch of other topics in the Optimal Living Daily podcast network. Definitely check out the other shows if you like this one. Just search for Optimal Living Daily and all of them should pop right up. Now let's get right to our Minimalist Monday post and start optimizing your life. 7 Things I've Learned by Wearing the Same Things Over and Over Again by Courtney Carver of BeMoreWithLess.com. On my first book tour, I spoke in 13 different cities. With the exception of one city, I wore the same outfit to every single event. I wore black leggings, a lightweight gray sweater, and black boots. I even wore this outfit during other outings on my trip. I wore the same things over and over again. Because I am a proud member of the Outfit Repeaters Club, I can think about things that matter more to me than what I'm wearing or what other people may think about what I'm wearing. Even though I can make many different combinations of outfits with a tiny wardrobe, I usually gravitate towards wearing my favorite things. You probably do the same thing even if you have lots of different choices. In 2010, my first round of Minimalist Fashion Challenge Project 333 changed the way I thought about my clothes, my stuff, and my spending habits. The challenge invited me to embrace the joy and ease of dressing with less, and it continues to teach me things. 7 Things I've Learned by Wearing the Same Things Over and Over Again. Number 1, I need way less than I think to be happy. The more I had, the more I wanted. It seemed like my clothes needed more clothes. That sweater would go great with those jeans I have, I would think. Or, a new scarf or belt will really pull this look together. My constant quest for more resulted in frustration, overspending, and discontent. In contrast, choosing from a small selection of clothes made me feel light, and I almost immediately felt gratitude for what I had instead of thinking about the next thing I needed. When I applied this to the rest of my life, I finally realized I had enough and that I was enough. Number 2, no one cares what I'm wearing. Between in-office sales meetings, client lunches, and community events, I was out and about most of the time with many of the same people. No one noticed I was wearing the same things over and over again. My colleagues didn't notice. My clients didn't notice. I actually received more compliments. I even wore the same dress to every holiday function and event that year. Now when I'm making decisions about how I want to live my life or do my work, I can do what's best for me regardless of opinions that might not be supportive. I've also realized that other people's thoughts about me aren't really about me. They are about them. Number 3, deciding what to wear requires mental energy better spent on other things. Have you ever experienced decision fatigue? I used to spend so much brain power buying things, chasing sales, and figuring out what to wear. I remember trying on several outfits, getting ready in the morning in hopes of finding the perfect thing. Now, in curating a small capsule wardrobe, there are no daily decisions required. I get to wear my favorite things every day. I streamline other decisions too, so when it comes to being creative and making the big choices, I have energy and clarity. Number four, spending less energy being creative in my wardrobe has freed up more creative energy for things I am more interested in. Instead of planning outfits, shopping for colorful scarves to complete a look, or figuring out what to wear every morning, I use my creative energy for actually creating. Spending less of that energy on my wardrobe means I have more of it for writing, photography, brainstorming, and other things that I care about. When you turn off the creativity faucet in one area of your life, it flows in other ways. Number five, a simple closet is the gateway to a simple life. Once you begin to enjoy the benefits of dressing with less, you may get very curious about living with less. Simplicity in the closet seeps into every other area of your home and life. Once I realized how little I needed in the closet, not only to get by, but to thrive, I wondered what else was holding me back from even more joy and ease. Did I really need all of those spatulas and wire whisks? Was anything in the junk drawer worth holding onto? Did I even need a junk drawer? Number six, my wardrobe is the least interesting thing about me. I used to try to prove who I was by what I wore. I had long conversations about the brands I wore, what I got on sale, and what I was looking forward to buying. All of that got in the way of me being me and connecting with other people on a deeper level. We have more interesting things to talk about than what's on sale, where we got our shoes, or what looks flattering, another word meaning what makes us look smaller than we are. There are better ways to connect, compliment, and feel confident than focusing on what's on the outside. And number seven, the challenge was never about clothes or fashion. I realized that all those times I thought, I love shopping or I love clothes, I didn't really know what I loved. Removing all the more from my closet helped me figure out what mattered to me, what I was curious about, and how I wanted to live my life. I'm so glad I decided to trade the excess in my closet for more joy and ease in my life. A tiny wardrobe has taught me so much more about life than clothes. You just listened to the post titled, 7 Things I've Learned by Wearing the Same Things Over and Over Again by Courtney Carver of BeMoreWithLess.com.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
And thank you to Courtney. So true. To her point, the fashion world can obviously become very superficial and can keep conversations superficial even. I can't argue with that. But at the same time, I'm not going to judge if you have a big wardrobe or shoe collection or something. I relate it to having a passion for, sports. You might invest a lot of time watching sports, talking about sports, listening to podcasts about sports, maybe even buying sports merchandise and memorabilia. That's your choice, and it could add a ton of value to your life in the form of community and entertainment. And the fact is, you could say that about clothing too. Some people watch a lot of TV and movies about clothing, talk about clothing, listen to podcasts about clothing, maybe, buying clothing. That could be a form of community and entertainment too, right? I think that's fair. What Courtney is providing, though, is another more rare view and suggesting if you don't get that high quality value from clothing, but you still find yourself shopping maybe out of boredom or because you think you have to impress other people or whatever, well, then maybe this will hit home for you and you could try something like Project 333. That's wearing only 33 items for 3 months. It might be the perfect experiment for you. Or maybe it's not, but you can apply this idea to a different area of your life that isn't adding value. She mentioned junk drawers and other things. So it's really up to you to decide. You'll know best what's adding value to your life truly. So that's my take, a good one to think about, especially with Black Friday coming up this week. Thank you for being here and listening every day, including the holidays, and I'll see you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.